This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The estimates of the crowd size at the annual May Day March and Rally in Santa Rosa varied quite a bit, but one number was undisputed. There was just a single arrest made by Santa Rosa police at the gathering in Juilliard Park that day. Ben Sari, a 37-year-old activist and member of the Copwatch Police Monitoring Group, was cited for interfering with a police officer. According to the next day's report in the Press Democrat, Police Captain Gary Negri said Sari, quote, kept getting in the way when officers were trying to move people away from a fight, unquote. Sari's account of that encounter is quite different.
There was a group of four officers, one with a dog that was pretty agitated, and the other three officers had extendable batons out and deployed, and they were facing off with a group of mostly teenage boys.
Sari had a video camera with him and had previously been filming the May Day March. At that point, he says, he began taping the interaction between the youths and the police officers.
This crowd of youth starts moving out of the park. The cops have worked into it, and I end up encircled by five officers with two youth. And I'm walking backwards videotaping, and one of the officers, the officer who would eventually arrest me, was baiting, belittling, and I would say verbally assaulting one of the youth. He was calling him a gangbanger. He was telling him that he was up to no good and that he was going to get arrested. And to abuse them to the point of trying to get them to do something wrong seems strange to me. So at one point, the officer who would arrest me shoved me, and I asked him why he touched me and if I was being detained and if I was under arrest. And he told me that I wasn't under arrest and that I wasn't detained, and as long as I kept moving backwards, that I wouldn't be arrested. At which point, he increased his pace and then shoulder-checked me and placed me under arrest.
Sari says he has come to suspect that his was what he calls a sacrificial arrest, a face-saving move by the officers to allow the others present to leave quietly. And as someone who has been critically observing police officers in action for more than 20 years, he deliberately waited until emotions around the arrest had cooled before stepping forward to tell his side of the story.
I have been hesitant to pursue a lot of media coverage about this because I don't know what the DA is going to do. There's been a pattern of low-key harassment of people who do cop watching in Sonoma County by law enforcement, and this is the first time that it's gone to an arrest. So I think it's important for people that watch the police to play it safe, to not come off half-cocked, and to not make a lot of reckless charges against law enforcement.
Allowing the official police version of the encounter to stand unchallenged, Sari says, does a disservice to the community, especially to the youths who were also there that day.
These are young people who were trying to get involved in a community event. They are probably kids who really are making choices about whether or not they're going to affiliate with gangs. And their experience that day was that they were told that they were gangbangers, and they were chased out of the park by the police. And the community did nothing to defend them or to integrate them or to include them. The community essentially accepted the police version. I think that's really dangerous.
It has now been more than 9 weeks since that incident, and no charges have officially been brought against Sari yet. A spokeswoman for the Sonoma County District Attorney's Office says the case remains under review. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.